Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TIEX opened up 16 points this morning from yesterday's close at 18,964 on turnover of 4.2 billion NT. The market gained ground on Monday despite fluctuating in early trading. Analysts say investors this week are awaiting updates on the pace of growth in the U.S. economy, inflation, and what central banks may do on interest rates. CSBC has announced that it will begin conducting a series of final tests on its first domestically built submarine prototype today. According to the shipbuilder, the assessments are part of its ongoing harbor acceptance tests before it moves on to the sea acceptance tests. The Narwhal has been undergoing harbor acceptance tests since October of last year at a CSBC factory in Kaohsiung. The shipbuilder says the submarine will be moved to a nearby floating dock before being transferred to a dry dock where it will undergo the final phase. The submarine was officially named by President Tsai Ing-wen during its launch ceremony in late September. Taiwan has once again been ranked fourth on the 2024 Index of Economic Freedom. It means the island maintains its best ranking achieved last year in the annual report released by the Washington-based Heritage Foundation. The report assesses 184 countries on four key aspects comprising 12 sub-factors. Those are then equally weighted and averaged to produce an overall score. Taiwan scored higher than the global average in all 12 subcategories. And its overall score of 80 means that Taiwan's economy is categorized as free, along with that of Singapore, Switzerland, and Ireland. In international news, Japan is set to begin a fourth discharge of treated radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean from Wednesday. The owner of the wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant, TEPCO, has been releasing the water in batches since August of last year. Chris Gilbert reports from Tokyo.
It's said to be the last release of wastewater for the fiscal year and comes as TEPCO confirms that test results from previous discharges show the water is well within the safety standards it set with the Japanese government. For 17 days, a total of 7,800 tons of wastewater will be released, the same as the three previous discharges. However, until now, TEPCO has been conducting a last-minute test of the water to check levels of the radionuclide tritium before release. It will now begin skipping this step. It has more than 1 million tons of water to dispose of, a process that's set to take 30 to 40 years to complete. China remains strongly opposed to the discharge. Last year, it placed a blanket ban on all Japanese seafood imports in response, which remains in place despite Tokyo urging for it to be lifted. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.
And two prominent Chinese bloggers in exile say that police were investigating their millions of followers on international social media platforms. Former state broadcaster CCTV journalist Wang Zhi'an and artist-turned-dissident Li Ying said separately that police were interrogating their followers and urged followers to take precautions such as unfollowing their accounts, changing their usernames, avoiding Chinese-made phones, and preparing to be questioned. Li shared screenshots of private messages he received from followers over the past few months, which claimed that police had interrogated individuals and that one person had even lost their job. This comes after a recent leak of documents from Yi Sun, a private contractor linked to China's top policing agency and other parts of its government, describing tools used by Chinese police to curb dissent on overseas social media. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our Check in again Thursday for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.